Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Thanks for listening. Jim Pelz is a prolific country rock songwriter and performer who, when he's not playing solo or with his band Hickory Robot, is sitting in with other bands like Root Cellar Extract. Lately, he has collaborated with some great musicians to form yet another band called The Firewalkers to record an album that is a follow-up to his 2015 release, Loser Angels. But, as I discovered, Jim's roots are not in country, and they're not even in Cincinnati. Jim joined me in the studio to play a couple songs from the new album and to talk about where he comes from, where he is, and where he's going. Jim Pelz, thanks for coming in and spending some time with me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're one of those people that the more I learn about you, the more fascinating of a person I think you are.
I like the way this is starting.
For one, I learned that, you know, you're not from here. You originally came from the greater Boston area.
Correct. Yeah, just 20 miles outside of Boston.
And guitar was not your primary instrument. It was it piano or trombone?
I started on piano, bailed as quickly as possible. And then trombone was actually the first part of my career. Not that I didn't play guitar, but gigging and such up until my mid-30s was on the horn.
And you primarily played jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with your move from Boston to Cincinnati. What caused that to happen?
Well, my mom's from Lebanon, and when they retired, my parents, they moved out to Mainville. And sadly, my dad passed away about a year later. But I moved out here figuring someone, you know, should be out here with my mom, and didn't really intend to stay, but like a lot of people, I think, here I am. So, and finished up my degree. I didn't have my degree at that point, and just kind of got into the scene and liked it, and I like it a lot out here. So
I was going to ask you, what were your first impressions of the Cincinnati music scene?
There's a difference between the two cities, I'll say that, and just kind of personality-wise, I was a lot more East Coast, I think, and then just kind of that wore off a little bit. And, you know, I was worried about the scene, but I was a freelance musician in Boston and just waited for the phone to ring. And I traveled all over New England for gigs, you know, like from Boston proper to wherever, Connecticut, and I was just all over the place. So, you know, I didn't know what I was getting into, but it was a good chance for me to kind of learn some social skills and some networking skills, and I did that when I, you know, called people like, hey, my name's Jim, and this is what I do, and, you know, sat in with a lot of people. And, you know, obviously, it's a very robust scene. It's amazing. I mean, like, I think about it now, and I'm just, like, it's an incredible scene, especially for the space, but just for the people and for what's going on and what comes out of here. And I, you know, I haven't been around the whole country like that, but I have to think there are other places that are hard-pressed to keep up with it.
And the type of music that you play now is Americana with maybe a little bit of a country slant to it. When did you make that transition from playing jazz? And I think at one point you even played some reggae. How did you make that transition from that to where you are now?
Well, the thing of it is, you know, like most musicians, it's all up in there. And your focus is one thing, but what you know, kind of do. So jazz has always been a love and a passion, something I've pursued ardently. What really ended up happening was in my mid-30s, I ended up having chop problems, right? My embouchure, like where I contact the mouthpiece, was not working like it should. And that ended up being a neurological condition called spasmodic dystonia. And it's just basically, it's a relatively new diagnosis within the past 20 or 30 years. And it affects a lot of people, you know, like people that just have cramps in my hand or something. I can't do it anymore. Well, that's what it is. It's an umbrella term. So, but I was unable to play in the way that I wanted to, and I wasn't getting any satisfaction. And the idea being, most of what I've accomplished is not technical, it's intellectual, right? You know, like learning how to play in tune or play with a beat or learning repertoire, or I wasn't willing to let that go. I said, well, what else am I going to do? And then guitar was just kind of the natural thing because I loved it. And that's always been a passion as well. So it was my mid-30s where I started gigging on guitar. And I was 40 before I started singing. Necessity being the mother of everything, I guess. But it wasn't like a new thing because that's what I was listening to and enjoying anyway.
What's your training? What's your background in terms of learning music?
Well, you know, I have a degree from the conservatory. I spent 2 years at Berkeley, which was amazing. And, you know, I've just chipped away with private teachers. I took trombone lessons with a guy named Rick Stepton, who's played with Buddy Rich and Woody Herman, and he was very important. And, you know, as there have been many teachers like that, and asking questions and transcribing and sitting down and, I don't know, just doing the obsessive thing with all of it.
So you started a pretty good solo career, and then you joined up with some tremendous musicians and started a band called Hickory Robot.
Correct, yeah. That time continues. This is our 10th anniversary year, and we're hard at work on our third CD. It basically started with Scott Carnder and I, who's, you know, actually a wonderful bass player and a wonderful mandolin player. Just he was managing out at Willis. I was teaching lessons there, and you know, we just kind of talk, and hey, what do you feel like? You know, let's get together, do some playing. What do you listen to? What do you want to do? And just tossing ideas around. That thing, like we were talking earlier, just making some phone calls and making it happen. And so this month is our 10th anniversary. Lauren Schlomer, we got Lauren in, and you know, we've had several people come through, and currently we have Aaron Jacobs on bass, who is just a world-class musician who happens to play bass, and he happens to play bass with us. And so it's definitely been a journey, but it's been a wonderful outlet for my acoustic side and certainly songwriting.
You're in here today with your Martin, and I'm going to ask you to play a couple songs for us, but you predominantly play electric. You predominantly play with your Telecaster, correct?
When I play electric, yeah. It depends. Lately I've been working out on my PRS and trying to figure out the gear and all that, you know. But yeah, I love the Telecaster. That's a big part of my electric side.
And then tell me about the formation of this new band, the Firewalkers.
Well, that, like everything I do, I guess, has kind of been kicking around. In Hickory Robot, Scott and I split up most of the songwriting, and then we do some covers, and I just tend to write a whole lot. And, you know, I tend to like, oh, I want to hear it like this. I want to hear it with an organ or, you know. So at some point, it was just obvious, like, oh, well, I'll just do a side project to that. And that happened around an album I put out a few years ago now called Loser Angels. You know, I love Gram Parsons, and I love the Byrds, and I love country and country rock. And, you know, so to satisfy that end of things, put that together, and we moved on to the Firework. I like band names, you know, and when the personnel changed up, it's like, well, let's give it another name. And the previous band was called the Loser Angels, and that's kind of a cool name. What's another cool name? So Firewalkers. And at this point, I think we're a trio, sometimes augmented with keyboards and just working on that original material.
Well, why don't you share one of your songs from the Firewalkers with us? I'll let you pick which one.
I'd be happy to. First one is called Lifelong Spree. I was just a baby. The law took him away. I never got a phone call. Never heard from him at all. My man had nothing to say. So I took my direction from the House of Correction. Ever since it's been a lifelong spree. Just doing what I have to. Take the job and see it through. It ain't that hard for the likes of me. It's been this way since the day that I was born. It don't trouble me in the least. The bull, but you got the horns, mama. It's the nature of the beast. Hit the road in Vegas. There's nothing there to save us. Nothing to leave behind. There's strip clubs and gin joints. Getting robbed at gunpoint.
selling pills and getting high, going for the big score, always want more, more, more. I can never be satisfied, always chase the dragon, never took the wagon. It was just my foolish pride. It's been this way since the day that I was born. It don't trouble me in the least. You want the bull, but you got the horns. It's the nature of the beast. Girl with your face, I met a girl, but she ain't you. She took me on a short ride and left me on the outside. There was nothing I could do. There's people in the soup lines, people having hard times. Just don't give a damn. Don't know how they got there. I know and I don't care. Well, baby, it's just how I am. It's been this way since the day that I was born. It don't trouble me in the least. You want the bull, but you got the horns, mama. It's the nature of the beast. You want the bull, but you got the horns, mama. It's the nature of the beast.
When you hear these songs in your head, are you thinking, this is a Firewalker song, or this is a robot song?
Sometimes. Sometimes it surprises me. And, you know, like, there's probably nothing more boring than people talking about their process. But, like, you sit down and don't know what's going to happen. And typically, if it's moving in that bluegrass direction, and I write everything on the Martin, I guess, it tends to fall towards that side. With the chords that I'm using, like three chords, and it just sounds like a bluegrass song. And sometimes it's like, oh man, maybe we're going to stretch this out, or I can hear other things with it. But yeah, sometimes it's very obvious, sometimes not so much.
Well, and that song you just shared, it's a pretty heavy one. It seems a little sad. what's the song about?
I blame it on being Irish. And I like sad songs. And to me, but you know, like it's the sharing of the human condition, right? So bluegrass is murder songs, and, you know, country music is she left me, you know, blues. Like, we have to share these things, and in the process of doing it, it can be communal and joyous, you know. So that's where I start with this stuff. I like songs of redemption. I like songs of people that are flawed. It's just the world I see. So that one, Lifelong Spree, is just a character, you know, that's had a hard time of it and is really not making any bones about it. You know, just trying to get by and living out in Vegas, and his whole life's a lifelong spree. You know, it starts with his dad in prison. It goes from there. And, you know, that's the world sometimes, you know. And they're not all like that, but I enjoy those characters that have flaws.
I was going to ask you about the characters and the narrative. Where do you draw these ideas from? How much of it is maybe real life, people you actually know, and how much of it is maybe completely made up or something you drew from something you read?
It's a little bit of everything, I think. There are songs that I write that you can say are autobiographical, but all the facts, I mean, they're not true. It's not factual. It's certainly based on my perception and how I would imagine people respond. And then sometimes there's just an X factor of like, oh, this is a character. You know, this guy, his dad went to prison. He grew up on the streets. Where's he going to go? What's he going to do? And I suppose more like an author is going to map out that arc. It's, well, I know how I'd feel in that situation. Maybe it applies, maybe it doesn't. But there's a lot of thought that kind of goes into like, does this come from something I've experienced, or how would I act in that experience, in that situation?
In sharing these songs publicly, you're looking to get some sort of maybe catharsis with the group, with the audience, with everyone attending, and it's sort of a shared experience. Maybe I haven't dealt with that directly, but I know someone who has, or I've also dealt with things that are troubling, and kind of that like I said, that shared experience.
Yeah, that to me is what it's about, you know. And I know music's not that for everyone. It's whoever it is, that's what it's. But the thing that I get out of it is that shared experience where like, oh yeah. And you know, to me the most meaningful thing is when someone comes up and like, I that touched me, right? You know, like even on the level that I'm doing it, like, wow, okay, that's heavy. Someone responded to something that I did, and we connected on that. So yeah, that's the goal.
What is the release date for this new album from the Firewalkers?
Question mark.
Okay.
It's coming up. Like I said, with Robot, that kind of took the front burner, mostly because we have a budget for it. You know, so that's coming out within the next month or two. Yeah, I don't want to put us on the spot. And then this will follow shortly after. So my goal was really to have it out by fall. It'll probably be fall, maybe early winter.
You have so many projects.
Well, I do, and that's because that's the phone call thing. And at some point when you're doing nothing, you know, you start reaching out to people. And Lauren, the singer for our band, is working on her CD, and I'm helping her out with that. And another band, Root Cellar Extract, I helped them with their first CD, or the one they put out last year. And so I'm very much involved with that next one, you know. I'd rather be doing too much than not enough. So,
who actually did the recording and all the production on these CDs?
Everything we're talking about, with the exception of Lauren's solo project, has happened down at Group Effort Studios. Jeff Monroe, you know, he recorded Loser Angels. He's recording this Firewalkers. He's also playing drums with it. He has done every Hickory Robot CD.
Let's talk about some live shows, what you have coming up in the near future. Where can people find you and listen to your music?
Well, on Sunday, August 12th, I'm going to be at the Mansion Hill Tavern. It's 7, doing a solo set there. So, and then part of what we're doing to celebrate our 10th anniversary with Hickory Robot is we got several dates. On Friday, August 24th, we are playing at Fretboard Brewing up in Blue Ash, and then the following day we'll be out at Plain Folk Cafe, which is our kind of home away from home, or maybe just our home, 7:30 to 10:30. And then on August 27, which is a Monday, we will be down at Taylor Creek Park playing from 7 to 9, I believe. So doing that. And then I'm also playing with Root Cellar Extract up in Westchester on the 10th, Friday the 10th.
And that's over by the big clock tower, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, I really appreciate you coming by and spending some time with me and telling me about all the many, many projects you have going on.
My pleasure.
I was wondering if you could share one more song with us before we leave.
Sure. I'll do Cynthiana for you, which, the brief backstory, if you try using a woman's name for a song, like they're all taken, at least the ones I can think of, right? So every time I drive by Cynthia Ann, I think, what a pretty name, and boom. That came out from there.
Don't ask me why I loved you, loved you like I did when we were young men. Hell, we was no more than kids with no sense of our direction. Go. Just an endless fascination with the rhythm of the road, with the road, with the rhythm of the road. Met you in Kentucky, never knew your name, so I just called you by your hometown as we went along the way. standing on the highway, drinking whiskey from a flask, laughing in the rain, in the taillights as they pass, as they pass. Hit the taillights as they passed. I've been thinking about you, Cynthia, wondering if you ever do see. Years have not been kind, weighed upon my mind. Cynthia, tell me nothing's changed. Went west along the white lines, westward like the sun, west across the heartland like two bandits on the run. In the cool air of the evening, gave into our lust, trying to coax the color from the deep Midwestern dust. And we made love, hallelujah, we made love. Somewhere west of Reno, we lost hold of the dream. We ran the engines off the rail and just ran out of steam. Nothing to remember, nothing to forgive. We parted as we left them with other lives to live. Other lives, other lives to live. And I've been thinking about you, Cynthia, wondering if you ever knew. Getting up and kind, wait upon my mind, oh, Cynthia Anna, tell me nothing's changed. Well, they whisper in my ear, and they won't leave me alone. Say the hardest part of living, learn not to dwell on the moment that you lost it all, the time and place you dwell, and I fell. Oh, my darling, how I fell. I've been thinking about you, Cynthia, wondering if you ever do.
Look for the new album from Jim Pelz and the Firewalkers to release this fall. In the meantime, you can find links to his music and all of his upcoming shows, both as a solo performer and as part of Hickory Robot, on our website. And while you're there, be sure to check out more information about other upcoming local music events, like the King Records Gala at Memorial Hall and Urban Artifacts Bewilderfest. All of that and much more can be found at wvxu.org/lx. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. The talking parts of today's episode were edited and produced by me, Jim Nolan, and the musical parts were recorded, edited, and produced by Josh Elstro. The theme music for this episode of Local Exposure comes from Scott Holmes and is available at the Free Music Archive. Find out more at freemusicarchive.com. Until next time.